This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's take the conversation to FC Dallas coach Lucci Gonzalez. Lucci, welcome to the show today. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Tough to follow that segment right there, huh?
Yeah, I've got my hand sanitizer while I'm listening to you guys.
Okay, so all right, so Lucci, this is the feeling of this right now is with MLS suspending its season, postponing things. What's the current process that you have to go through communicating with your players about how you? I mean, because I know you were working really hard on keeping them in shape. What's the process like for you right now?
Yeah, no, obviously this is new territory for all of us. Number one, you know, we have the MLS, Major League Soccer, who's advising all the clubs, and then internally here, FC Dallas, with our own protocols in terms of health and crisis care. So, you know, just kind of trying to be open and agile, right, and adapting to the situations. Obviously the players are not training at this moment. They're not on site. There's no training at this point. There's no games, obviously, as you know. But just kind of taking it one moment at a time, learning more. On Monday, we'll get an update from the league and go from there.
What was your instant reaction when you heard it from? Because we saw Mark Cuban's reaction when he heard from the league. What were your first thoughts whenever you heard that your league was doing the same thing?
Oh, obviously, initially there's a disappointment because we love what we do. I love to coach every day and be with our players and our staff here. We love to compete. We want to play for our fans. Our players are disappointed because they love this game, and this is a game about numbers and being together collectively and competing collectively. So, you know, that's as much as we love it, and it's a sport, at the end of the day, it's not the priority. And I have to say, of course, I agree with this decision with the league because health and our safety is number one. So we're going to do whatever it takes to get through this and protect our players, protect our fans, protect our people in the club, and protect their extended family. And we're all going to make the sacrifices to do that.
Do you stay in contact with each player on a daily basis through text messages, or is that more of the medical staff doing that? I'm just going off of kind of what we've seen from what the NBA teams are doing right now.
Yeah, so there's direct communication from our administration and our medical staff with the players and the protocols for them to protect themselves, be quarantined in their own, you know, stay in market and kind of mind their own business and have safe distances with each other or people from outside their home. And then from a sporting perspective, yes, I'm in touch with the players via text, via email, so that they know the updates and how we're going to move forward. And at the end of the day, even though we cannot be together, that doesn't mean we cannot still work, do things to stay fit, stay sharp, mentally, physically, to stay stimulated. So we'll get creative. We had a phone conference earlier with the staff to get creative on how we can maintain those things with the players.
I know the Guardians are hardcore fans. I know FC Dallas has a really strong fan base, and I'm wondering, have you heard from the fans about how they feel about things right now, and what's the general idea of? I know they're disappointed, but do they understand too?
No, yeah, I haven't specifically spoken to them. We're still learning from the league. You know, this is all new to us. Yesterday, we just had a moment where we were finding all this out, right? So it's happened very quickly, but my heart goes out to the fans, and I'm sure they're disappointed not able to see the team soon, but I know that they also are prioritizing their health and safety. So we're all in this together. We all want to be together again soon and compete and support each other, but I think we all also know the priorities and what comes first. So you know, like I said, I have compassion, and but I know that we're together in spirit, and we're going to, like I said, we'll get through this, and we'll be together again.
Luchy Gonzalez, the FC Dallas coach right now on 105.3 The Fan. And I guess the other thing, too, is now the training's a little bit different, but if you're going to send a message to your guys, what do you want them focusing on more, laser upper 90 stuff, or do you want them working on making sure they keep their conditioning?
Yeah, first and foremost, number one, that they're following the safety and health protocols recommended by the club and the league and the local community. And number two, from that foundation, yeah, stay active and be mobile and find creative ways to making sure that they can get their cardio, they can get some aerobic training and strengthening and those kind of things, and stimulation of the game, you know, and maybe it means going and watching old games and watching and breaking those down technically, tactically. But, you know, we have a very committed team and members of our team, and I know they're gonna do the extra to be ready and be the most prepared so that when we are back together, we're better off. So, you know, again, we're not victims. My main message is we're not victims. This is a circumstance that we all understand and going to do our best to get through it and support it. We don't feel sorry for ourselves. We're lucky to have each other, and we have to support each other and do what's best. But we're going to find solutions, and we're gonna do the best we can to be prepared.
He is the coach of FC Dallas. He's also a great family man, and he's great to the community. Thank you very much, Luigi. Look forward to talking to you next week, man.
Hey, guys, great catching up, and be safe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That is Luchy Gonzalez. Enjoy talking with him every single
week. See you, Luch.
Right here on 105.3. I don't know if he's okay with that nickname. Mike just asked a soccer question. I'm so proud of him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.